This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Hello, and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we discuss strategies and tips for how to build happier habits into our daily lives based on science, observation, and our own experiences. This week, we'll talk about reviewing our 21 for 21 list because we're about midway through 2021, and I will suggest a hack that comes from my daughter, Eleanor, about how to calm the mind. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. Usually, I am in my home office in New York City, but today, I am in Kansas City in my parents' laundry room. And joining me from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretch, oh, I wish I was in Kansas City with you, but I'm going soon. I cannot wait.
Yes, we went to Winstead's the first day. I know you'll be there soon. And I've never recorded in the laundry room before. Our mother walked in and said I looked like I'd been playing forts because I have surrounded myself with pillows. And a few updates. Here in Kansas City, we were watching the Netflix TV show called Midnight Diner Tokyo Stories, which I highly recommend. It's about a little diner in Tokyo that's open from midnight until 7 a.m. And after we watched it, Eliza and Eleanor became seized with the desire to make soba noodles. And Elizabeth, this is just like what we discussed in episode 328 about eat something you saw on the page or screen. And they saw there was a whole episode about soba noodles, and they had to have some themselves. So that was pretty funny.
And I hear they were delicious. Dad reported back to me they were delicious.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has sent in suggestions for quotations to use on mugs, pouches, t-shirts. Keep them coming. Also, people have very helpfully suggested ideas for trackers and journals and other tools that they would like to see. And that's really helpful too. So if you have any ideas for things that you would like to see offered, let me know. That's really useful.
Yes. And Gretch, we heard from a listener who had an issue that we realized a lot of people might have.
Yeah, this listener was frustrated because I had said they could look at a picture in the show notes, and they went to the show notes and didn't see them. But in fact, when I talk about the show notes and say go to happiercast.com/332 or whatever, that is the link. And in the link to happiercast.com, or you can also get to it through gretchenrubin.com, that's the full show notes with all the links and the images and lots of fun stuff. What she did is she looked in the app. She was using Apple, so she looked in the episode notes in the Apple podcast app, and she was looking there for what we had talked about. But when we talk about what's in the show notes, you know, all the extra links and the photos and that, we're talking about what's on happiercast.com. Like, this is happiercast.com/332. That is a much richer place with a lot more, you know, if we mention links and episodes and all the other stuff, that's where you'll find it. So that's why she didn't see it in the app. So it's a little confusing what we mean by the show notes. We're talking about happiercast.com.
Yes. So go there for all the good stuff.
Yes. And listen, this week, our Try This at Home tip is to review your 21 for 21 list. Now, we have talked many times about the idea that as we head into the new year, it's helpful to make a list of different things that you'd like to get done in the upcoming year. In episode 149, we talked about 18 for 2018. In episode 203, we talked about 19 for 2019. In episode 255, we talked about our 20 for 20 list. Ha ha, 2020. And then in episode 307, we revealed our 21 for 21 list.
Yes. And we're about halfway through the year, so it's time for the review.
Yeah. Now, as you're thinking about this, research does show that making a concrete, specific list and referring back to it really does help people achieve their aims. And we've found over the years, you know, for ourselves and for others, that this approach seems to be more fun for a lot of people than making the traditional New Year's resolutions. But it's helpful to review the list to make sure that you remember what it is that you're aiming for. And so halfway through the year, time to check that list.
All right, Gretch, let's start with your list. Yeah. Number one, make a list of friends and colleagues you want to connect with by phone or Zoom.
I started this, but I need to update it. I need to get it up to date. So it's underway.
Okay. Make two plans a week to connect with the people on that list.
So I had imagined doing this very systematically, and I have not done it systematically. I would still like to do it systematically, but I've been pretty good about making different plans with people, whether in person or Zoom or phone, but I do want to do a better job. So I would say that I've kind of done that.
Gretch, I have to admit at this point, I don't want to talk to anyone on Zoom. I am so zoomed out.
You're zoomed out.
I'm zoomed out.
Yeah.
Okay, this is intriguing. Figure out the light bulb question. What does that mean, first of all?
I have a real distaste for the new kinds of light bulbs, which for me have a kind of ugly orange-greeny light that a lot of people don't seem bothered by. They don't even seem to notice it, but I notice it a lot. And there are all these light bulbs that purport to solve or to look much more like a kind of traditional incandescent bulb. And so many listeners so kindly sent in all kinds of suggestions, and they're all kind of products, and there's all these kinds of things that you should look at, like Kelvins, and is it soft white or bright white? Is it yellow white? I gathered a bunch of information, but at some point I just have to get a bunch of bulbs and start looking at them. And I have to say, I just got so mixed up about it that I just kind of start ignoring the issue. So I need to reconnect on that, because I really do care about the bulbs. And I think if I found the right bulb, I would be really, really happy. But it's not that easy. Maybe I just keep thinking that a magic solution will appear, but it hasn't yet. So I think I need to deal with it.
I wonder if there are any like designers or decorators who suggest a certain kind of bulb, because that's
They do, but they all suggest something different, and they all look at something different. And then I've tried a couple of them and it didn't seem to make any difference. So I don't understand what I see that other people don't see.
Interesting.
It's confusing.
Okay, Gretchen, have a scent party.
I would like to have a scent party, and now I think COVID-19 is allowing such a thing to happen, but I have not done it, so I need to do that.
And have a taste party.
Yes, when I went to Flavor University, I was so enchanted by doing the taste test that I want to have a taste party where we all do taste tests. And I even have like the little tiny cups to put the little tastes in so that you can, you know, compare and contrast. But I haven't organized it, so I need to do that.
Oh, this is interesting. Try cryotherapy.
I think I'm really scared to try cryotherapy. You know, I get so cold. I'm one of these people who's so cold all the time that I'm really kind of intimidated by the idea of cryotherapy, even though I've heard that it's really kind of energizing and interesting. And I thought I would wait until it got really hot outside. And it's hot in New York City, but it's not really hot. And because I think then cryotherapy will seem like a much more attractive proposition. So I'm waiting for the weather to cooperate.
I would love to be there when you're doing cryotherapy.
I wish you were here too. That'd be so fun.
Okay, Gretch, make an album of now. Do you want to explain what that is for anyone who hasn't heard you talk about it?
Yeah. And this, again, this is also another thing tied to my Five Senses book, is I realize like it's very easy to ignore what's happening now, because now feels so familiar and it's not interesting because it's just what's very ordinary. But when I look back on my life, I realize I'm most curious about like, what did my bedroom look like? What did the inside of the refrigerator look like? What did the drugstore look like? What were people wearing on the street? So I want to just take a bunch of pictures of my ordinary life and make a little album. And I did take a bunch of pictures, but I did it on a weekend. And then I wanted to take some street scenes on a weekday when it was more crowded and kind of more typical. And then, of course, I just never thought to do it again. So I'm halfway through this now. this is making me remember I need to go out there, take those pictures and actually complete it into an album.
Gretch, you'll be happy to know when Eliza was visiting us, she said that because of you, she had gone around taking pictures at school, at college, before she left for the now of it.
Yes, good. I urged her to do that.
Get your real ID. That's on my list too.
It's on my list, and I need to get my driver's license renewed because I'm now within the 6 months window when you can renew. So I want to do it then if I can. But good news on the real ID front is that the Department of Homeland Security just on April 27th of 2021 extended the enforcement date until May 3rd, 2023 because of all the COVID complications. So if you also need a real ID, Elizabeth, I know you need a real ID. You now have until May 3rd, 2023. So the pressure is off again.
Phew. Practice your driving.
Yeah, as I wrote about in Happier at Home, I'm a fearful driver. Elizabeth, you're not a fan of driving. And like one of the things I do in Kansas City is I drive. I grew up driving in Kansas City. It's a lot easier to drive in Kansas City than in New York City.
Yes.
But this is something I just need to keep up with, which is to look, because I don't drive in my everyday life. I need to look for opportunities to drive just so I don't just go without driving for so long that it really starts to be an issue.
And so you've practiced in Kansas City, but not in New York?
I have done a little bit of driving in New York, outside of New York City. I have done some there and some in Kansas City, yeah. It's not really practicing, it's just driving.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Gretch, you wanted to have a summer of Virginia Woolf.
Okay, yes, I am underway. I'm reading Mrs. Dalloway right now, but I have to say it is almost July and I've only read Jacob's Room. So I'm going to have to like get cracking if it's not going to be the summer and autumn of Virginia Woolf. I need to pick up my speed a little bit.
This one I absolutely love. Make an appointment to help you make better outfits from your own clothes.
Yes, a friend of mine highly recommended this person that she, hired as a consultant for a couple of hours who just looked at the clothes that she had and helped her pull them together into better outfits. And I think that would be great because it's so exciting when you realize that there's some new way to wear something that you have had for a long time or, just sort of a more imaginative way. I'm not that good at putting together outfits. And I love the idea of getting more use out of what I already have. And because of the pandemic, I feel like half the things in my closet, I hardly even recognize. And then for the pandemic, we couldn't have somebody come over, but now I could. So I want to do this. And now I'm starting to wear real clothes again much more. So I need to get this scheduled.
Do 30 minutes of review each workday.
Yeah, this was a kind of reading that I want to do where I'm like to look at a book to decide, like, do I want to read this book or do I not need to read this book? Or is this a book where I need to find the part that I need? Not like sitting down to read a book straight through, but more like reviewing something or reviewing a document. I have not done this even one time. So totally forgot about this. Never did it. Got to start.
Add photos to your address book. Is this on your phone so that people's photos pop up?
Yes, and I highly recommend this. It's so nice. I love this. And I've got this underway. So the people that I did those, but I'm trying to be good about adding people that are sort of the second less likely to call. But it's really fun to see somebody's face pop up on my phone. It really does warm up cold technology.
Number 14, watch Mad Men.
Did it. Yay. It was a repeat.
Done.
For 1 year, maybe 2 years, we did it. We did the bonus episode. I'll post a link to the bonus episode if you miss our bonus episode where we talk about Mad Men. Elizabeth, you encouraged me to do this. I loved it. Thank you. It was such a fun thing. And I was so glad to have it on my 21 for 21 list.
Love Mad Men. Yeah. And then look at old photo albums and home videos with your family. That's a nice one.
Nope, didn't do it. Haven't done it. Nope.
You have 6 months.
I have 6 months to go.
Review your giant happiness catch-all document.
No, I started that and then I got distracted and lost my place. So I need to go back in and do it. It's so dense with information that is interesting to me that it's kind of overwhelming, but I really need to go in there and plummet for everything that's there.
Play around with well-being apps.
Yeah, I kind of have done this somewhat, I would say. I would give it an underway.
Okay. Get your big red chair recovered.
Yes, this was a chair that desperately needed to be recovered. I'd been procrastinating forever. But what I did, in addition to putting it on my 21 for 21 list, is I gave it to Jamie as a Christmas present that I would do this because he was really annoyed by the chair. I put a little dollhouse chair in his stocking to signify that I would do it. So I did it, but I got it as a gold star for my 21 for 21 list and as a holiday gift. So that was good.
Deal with your scent / trash folders.
Yes. I had a big problem because I was always crashing. Anyway, it's really a boring tech thing, but I figured out how to deal with it so that I no longer have these email problems. And so it's just too boring to describe, but I did do it. So I checked that off the list.
Okay. Then 20 was shine a spotlight on work you admire and amplify the work of others.
Well, I think I've been doing this, so I would say it's underway, but it's something that I need to keep up for the next 6 months. So this is an ongoing one for the list.
And finally, number 21, add one new item.
I have not done that yet, but I'm curious to think about what that could be. I kind of like the possibilities suggested by that.
Yes. So you have 6 months to add an item.
Yes, I'm sure I can come up with something.
Coming up, we'll review my 21 for 21 list. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like what was your favorite toy as a little girl or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story, long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, Elizabeth, now it's time for you to review your 21 for 21 list. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, number one, no surprise, get the vaccine.
Done. Check. That was exciting.
Yes. Number two, get a real ID.
As mentioned, Gretch, I haven't done it yet, but now I have till 2023. So that's a relief.
Yeah. Number three, celebrate your friend Mike's 50th birthday with friends.
Yes. Mike was a great friend of mine who died very young, and it'll be his 50th birthday this fall. So I want to get together with friends in New York. And that, I would say, is underway. I've emailed everybody. We've emailed back and forth looking for a weekend. And I think that that will work out. So that is underway.
Well done. Herding the cats is not easy when it comes to these kinds of things, but it's worth it because it's such a happiness booster. Number four, get Fraxel.
Haven't done that yet.
Number five, sell 2 TV pitches.
I'm going to call this half done because we've got Fantasy Island coming to the airwaves August 10th. So I think that's, we'll say one done. So 6 months to sell another.
You sold one and you got it on the air. So, I mean, that counts for a lot. Number six, eat lots of vegetables. And to help with that, avoid using Postmates at night during the week.
Ooh, Gretchen, this has not been so successful. When I was staying for 9 weeks at the resort in Puerto Rico, I was not eating a lot of vegetables. I will say now that I'm back in LA, at least for the moment, I've ordered Sakara, which is a plant-based food delivery. So I have been eating a lot of vegetables since I've been home.
Well, that's good. Number seven, do another sober month.
Yes, I did that in January. Check.
Yeah, you did dry January. Yeah, so check. You got that one crossed off the list right away. That's always very satisfying. Good morale booster. Number eight, get through your giant book pile.
I mean, that's underway, Gretchen. You know, it has been harder to read than usual because I've been so busy, but I'm very conscious of hashtag read 21 and 21. Yeah. So I'm trying to keep my reading up. So I've gotten through some of my books, but I have a lot more to go. But I'm intending to complete that pile.
Well, and you've been saying that you've been listening to a lot of books when you were sort of so burnt out from reading and writing that you liked listening. So that was a good way to keep up the idea of reading for 21 minutes, even, you know, when you were so exhausted. And by the way, if you want a Don't Break the Chain sheet for your hashtag read 21 and 21, I'll put a link in the show notes because we have a sheet you can use. Number nine, this is a repeat one, Elizabeth, and it's a big one. Get a will.
I haven't done it, Gretchen, and you have sent me so many emails, gently nudging. We've got to do this. I'm going to say I'm going to do this in August. Let me put this out in the world. August, I will do this.
August.
Okay. By the time Jack goes back to school, we will have a will, or at least, you know, the makings of a will.
And can I be your happiness bully on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
She says full with bully. Trepidation. Number 10, educate yourself about investing in property.
Oh my gosh, Gretch, zero. Zero right. Been done on this.
Well, I think that was before you found out that Fantasy Island was going forward.
Yeah, that's true.
Number 11, do a Happier in Hollywood meetup post-vaccine.
Haven't been able to do that yet, Gretchen. You know, we had a meetup scheduled right when everything shut down.
Yes.
I think we're not there yet in terms of COVID, but I'm hoping we will be by the end of the year. So still hoping that that happens.
This one, I love the idea of this one. Walk to Malibu.
Yes, this is something my friend Allison suggested. And what I'll say is she has biked it now. She's a big bicycle person. So I would call this underway because Allison is figuring it out. And it's probably something that is best suited for the fall because it's very hot in LA right now. But I want to do that as sort of a cleansing ritual once we're done with Fantasy Island.
Oh, great idea. Number 13, continue to hashtag walk 20 and 20. How's that going?
Well, I'd say mixed results, Gretchen. When I've been home, I've really been good about doing 10,000 steps a day. I have my accountability buddy, Amanda, for that. But when I was in Puerto Rico for 9 weeks, it was really hard just because we're just sitting and writing so much of the day.
Yeah.
Luckily, the resort was large, so I'd usually get in 5,000 steps a day just walking to get coffee. Mm-hmm. 10, but 10, which is kind of where I mark it, even though it's not exactly, you know, 20 and 20, was harder.
When you didn't have your treadmill desk, and so often you can pile up the thousands, not even really noticing it if you're working from your home or your office.
Yeah.
Number 14, weigh yourself daily.
Gretchen, I started strong on this in January, weighed myself every day. Then I went to Puerto Rico. I have not weighed myself since. I am scared to weigh myself. I'm just going to be honest. So that it's funny. You always say restarting is harder than starting.
Yeah.
And this is definitely a case where once I stopped doing it, it's really hard to start again. So that's going to be like a mental journey I go on to get there as the show winds down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you kind of had the double whammy, which was that you had an incredibly intense work situation and you were away from your home and basically in a kind of travel situation. both of which people find to be very challenging for good habits. And you had both happening simultaneously.
Yeah, it hasn't been pretty, but you know what? Sometimes you just go in survival mode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and speaking of, you had the idea, number 15 was to use your water pick at least 3 times a week.
Once again, I was doing pretty well on that until I went to Puerto Rico and have not used it since. And I haven't even used it since I got home, Gretchen. You know, one thing is I'm going back to Puerto Rico next week. And so part of it is knowing I'm going back. I'm like hesitant to force myself to get into all my good routines.
But you did go start doing your strength training. So that was one thing where you really made that such a priority. But it is hard when it's like you're not even like back at home to stay. You're heading back out soon. So it's a challenge.
Yes.
Number 16, create a fiction podcast. Again, I think this was made before you knew what was going to happen with Fantasy Island.
Yes, have not done that.
This is an interesting one. Trust your gut, especially at work. Have you been trusting your gut?
It's funny, Gretchen, because it's so good we review these because I forgot that I put this on the list. Mm-hmm. But I think there have been times, interestingly, where I have trusted my gut, but also when I've ignored my gut, looking back and wish that I had trusted my gut. For instance, like on story ideas, there are certain story ideas that Sarah and I wanted to do on Fantasy Island that like the room, when I say the room, that's the other writers, like didn't respond to for various totally legitimate reasons. But then when we finally were like, no, let's trust our gut, let's do it a month later, they turned out to be ideas that really worked and are going to make some great episodes. Mm-hmm. So what I've realized is when it comes to story, I need to trust my gut. Because we're more deeply involved in the show than anyone else. So we have a different understanding of it.
And with story ideas, that's a great example of you've been in this business for so long. You're so deeply engaged with the story that your gut is just, you've got a good gut.
I have a good gut.
Number 18, go to Disneyland.
Have not done that. I know others who have post-COVID, but we have not.
Okay. Number 19, visit Miraval for a friend's birthday.
Haven't done that, but Gretchen, that is something I am determined to do.
Yes.
We have talked about dates, but Sarah and I have been so swallowed up in the show that we haven't been able to commit.
Number 20, take Jack boogie boarding at least 5 times.
Have gone exactly 0 times, Gretchen, which is really bad. Poor Jack has also been a victim of how much I've been working. So we need to get going on that.
And then number 21, in making hiring decisions, put your actions behind your intent to provide opportunities for all.
Gretchen, I think Sarah and I have done that, and we want to continue to do it. It's important.
It is important. Excellent. Well, I would say that we're underway with our list. We're not heading to 100%, either one of us, but we've accomplished some important things, and we've got room to keep going.
Yes.
And we also heard from a listener, Hannah, about her 21 for 21 list and also how she incorporated it into her one word theme and also a signature color. So she really did a big roundup of heading into the year in a very mindful way.
Yes. She says, the beginning of this year was also the beginning of my divorce process. So I chose as my one word theme, wildfire. I chose this word to remind me that one, even though I was choosing this, there was still a lot that was going to be outside of my control. And two, just as with a wildfire, given time, things often grow back better than before. Along that same line, I chose the color green to go along with my theme to remind me during the tough times that on the other side of this horrible process, I had new life to look forward to. Because I knew this was going to be a tough year, I made sure to incorporate several opportunities to serve others into my 21 and 21 list. Serving others is a practice that has always helped me through tough times. Some of the things include picking up 21 bags of trash, mailing 21 cards or notes, giving blood, and volunteering. Little did I know that in the midst of all this, I would suddenly lose my mother. This, of course, made a difficult situation almost unbearable, but I have found that these opportunities to serve others, even in small ways, are even more important to me now. It's amazing how when I'm feeling overwhelmed, doing something simple like filling a bag with trash from my street gives me a boost and helps me feel more in control. And because I'm tracking it for my 21 and 21 list, I can see the cumulative effect of these small efforts.
I mean, this is wonderful. She's doing so many great things here. It is true that one of the best ways to make ourselves happier is to try to make other people happier. And, you know, kind of the do good, feel good really works. And this idea of helping yourself to become happier by thinking about how you can serve others. I mean, this is a source of happiness that we never tire of. So that's really interesting to see.
And it's interesting to see how she incorporated 21, like 21 bags of trash, 21 cards or notes. I think it's a really good way to organize your list.
Yeah, well, it makes it feel more concrete. It also, there is kind of that element of whimsy. And it's been fun to see how people incorporate 21. Like somebody was giving $21 to a different organization each month. Somebody was going to bed by 21:21 for 21 days of the month. And that's, so that means going to bed at 9:21, 3 weeks out of the month. So that's also fun about, you know, ways to make 21 part of your 21 and 21 list.
Yeah. And Hannah mentioned wildfire was her one word theme, which is such a great word.
What a brilliant word.
Gretchen, you and I will review our one word themes and how we're living up to them in an upcoming episode.
Absolutely. So let us know if you do try this at home and how reviewing your 21 for 21 list works for you. Also, remember, if you would like a sheet where you can write your 21 for 21 list neatly, I'll post a link in the show notes. You can go to GretchenRubin.com/resources and it's there. And let us know how it's going on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@GretchenRubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. And yes, the show notes are at happiercast.com/332 for everything related to this episode. It is not necessarily in the notes in your podcast app. Some stuff is there, but not everything is there.
Coming up, we've got a happiness hack courtesy of Gretchen's daughter, Eleanor. But first, this break.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech, like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity, complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over 2 decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER. Okay, Gretchen, it is time for this week's happiness hack, and this comes from Eleanor.
Yeah, so Eleanor was telling me about a friend of hers who had fallen behind on her schoolwork and so was like very frazzled and overwhelmed. And so Eleanor was telling me about this, and she repeated advice that she had given to her friend. And I thought this advice was so wise. I was like, this is a great hack. So Eleanor said that when she feels like this, when she gets this feeling of being overwhelmed and like having racing thoughts and, you know, when you just feel like everything's floating yes. to the top and it's just a giant mess. She said she imagines herself in a hallway and all of the different things that she worried about are in their own rooms. They all have a room devoted to them. And she just imagines herself closing one door after another door. And just there's one door that's open and that's what she's going to focus on. And then everything else, that door is closed. And I sort of imagine, you know, sometimes you have like a big messy closet and you're like, company's coming. And you just throw everything in the closet and you're like, yeah. Shut that door and I'll deal with that later because I need to focus on something else right now. And so I, to me, just this image of a long hallway and all the doors just kind of neatly shut. And then there's one door that's open and you see the light from that room and you walk into that room and that you're just worrying about what's in that room and everything else is sort of shut down for the moment. I thought that was a really good way to kind of focus when you do have that feeling that everything's tangled up in everything else and it's hard to know even where to start to begin to think.
Yes, I'm going to try this when I'm laying awake in the middle of the night worrying about 10 different things. So
yes, the racing thoughts.
Yes.
And now it is time for Demerits and Gold Stars. And Elizabeth, it's your week for a demerit. It's an even numbered episode, and that's your demerit.
Okay, Gretchen, my demerit is that I have not made any of the many appointments I was supposed to make and complete when I got home from Puerto Rico. So being a type 1 diabetic, I usually go to my endocrinologist, like Dr. Bush, like every 6 weeks or a couple months. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been in a few months and I have not had an appointment since I got back. I haven't gone to the dentist. I haven't gone to the dermatologist to do my yearly skin check. I haven't gotten my hair cut. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get back and it's going to be a flurry of appointments. And I haven't done any of them.
I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes it's not even the going, it's the making of the appointments that's the hurdle. It just feels like, oh my gosh, I can't even face like calling and scheduling and thinking about it in advance. But then when it's actually time to go, you just go.
I know. And you know what I need to do? Because I'm going back to Puerto Rico. So that's going to be more weeks where I'm not doing these appointments. I need to schedule them. Go ahead and schedule them for when I'm back so that it's just on the calendar. Because as you always say, if it's on the schedule, you'll do it.
Yes. Oh, that's a great idea. And maybe it feels more manageable because it's further away. You're like, oh, yeah, you know, no big deal. But then that day will come before you know it.
Yes. So anyway, big demerits, hoping that by stating it, I will resolve it.
Yeah, we should think of like a rhyming thing. If anybody's got any great ideas for like a rhyming slogan for that, you know, that's the fluency heuristic. If it rhymes, seems more, it's more memorable and feels more true. So I'm going to challenge myself to make a rhyme of why demerits actually contribute to happiness.
All right, Gretch, what is your gold star this week?
Well, I'm giving you a gold star. You've been giving yourself a lot of demerits, and I think you deserve a giant gold star because one thing I've noticed about you, Elizabeth, over these last months, you are overwhelmed. I mean, this is a 24/7 type situation. You've been away, you've been back, you've been flying, you wear a million different hats, And one thing that I think is so extraordinary is you really continue to take an interest in other people and other people's ongoing, we all have our little mini dramas that we're dealing with and things that we've done. And I'm always astonished when you remember to ask me like, oh, how did Eliza's blah, blah, blah go? Or, oh, you guys said you were going to do this. How was that? Or I just feel like if you were unable to think about anything except the fire that you're putting out right in front of you, I wouldn't even question it. And so aww. I'm just very struck by how you are able to seem to take a sincere interest in everything that other people are doing. And I think it's hard when you're dealing with an intense situation sometimes to do that.
Oh, well, thanks, Scratch. That's so nice. I have to say, I enjoy hearing about what other people are doing because it's just an escape. I love hearing about what other people are doing. I hear myself talking constantly, and I really like hearing about others. But thank you. That's very nice. What a pick-me-up.
Oh, good. What a good sister. Some people, I didn't realize I said that all the time, but a couple people sent that as a slogan that they thought would be funny for like a mug. What a good sister. You are a good sister.
Thank you.
The resources for this week is, if you are trying to make or break a habit, we've been talking about that throughout this episode, you can download my checklist for habit change that kind of summarizes the 21 strategies for habit change so that you can use it as you are working on a key habit. Could be a habit that you included on your 21 for 21 list. Go to GretchenRubin.com/resources and scroll down to Better Than Before. It's listed there. And I'll post a link in the show notes. And if you are looking for some mood-boosting music this summer, remember, we made a happier 911 list on Spotify along with listeners. There is so much great happy music there from us and from so many happier podcast listeners. So just go to Spotify and search the playlist for Happier 911 and you can tap into that music. And what we're reading, Elizabeth, read 21 and 21. What are you reading?
I am listening to The Housewives, The Real Story Behind the Real Housewives by Brian Moylan.
And as I mentioned, I am reading Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf.
Summer of Virginia Woolf.
Summer of Virginia Woolf. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Review your 21 for 21 list, or if you didn't write one, you can write one for the second half of the year. You could write 21 for the second half of 2021, or you could write 10.5 for the second half of 2021. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend. Word of mouth is the best.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
So, Gretch, are you sitting on the floor in the laundry room?
Yes. I'm sitting on the floor, and I've got pillows and chair cushions all around me.
Okay, because I'm going to be there next week, so I'm going to have to do the same thing.
Well, I'll take a picture, and I'll put it in the show notes, okay, so you can see what my setup is.
Perfect.
From the Onward Project.